Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Wednesday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Sean Cantwell here at your local alternative Solid State Radio.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Beautiful.
It's a Wednesday.
Windy.
I mean, yeah, sun shining. The temperature's great, but yeah, it's windy out there.
The temperature's perfect, and quite frankly, I'm fine with it being a little bit windy because it's pushing 80 degrees already.
Yeah. I'm not complaining, but yeah, this is the type of weather where, you know, let's hurry up and do radio, and then we'll do some back porch drinking. But, you know, I don't want my beer to blow away.
Oh, all that.
It's a light beer, so, you know.
Yeah, it'll blow away pretty quick. That's the last thing you need. You know what else I like today? The fact that the Tigers are currently up 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Their matchup against the Cards, they split the doubleheader last night, and then they're looking pretty good today, so you're going to at least get the win out of this series, which is, yeah, check that. Yep, Matt Vierling sack fly, bottom of the eighth. Tigers extend their lead 4-1. So we got that going for us, which is nice. I mean, you still have half of your... Parker Meadows is officially batting 100 now. Look at him go. Woo! Don't spend all that power in one place, man.
See, it's a 162 game series season, dude.
Right. Baez, still not at 200 yet. Yeah, that's lovely.
No, how much are they paying him?
Like $90 million.
Wow, yeah, that's
to be able to not hit worth a damn, and he's 0-for-3 today.
No kidding.
You know, it's amazing, quite frankly, this team's four games over 500, considering that their entire bottom half of their lineup is a black hole, with the exception of Vierling.
Well, it helps in the division they're in. I haven't checked the division.
Cleveland's hitting really well. Cleveland, I talked about a little bit on yesterday's show before you got in. Cleveland's hitting the third best batting average, third best team batting average in MLB, or third most runs scored. That's what it is. Third most runs scored in the AL, and the third best team ERA. So, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at either. I mean, granted, we both get to beat up on the White Sox, which helps.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're doing all the things they need to do. Meanwhile, the Tigers are third worst in the AL when it comes to getting hits, and the team ERA is still pretty decent, all things. It's about solidly, top six, I believe.
I mean... Looking at the Central, Kansas, and this is like a bizarro world, okay? Kansas City is above Detroit, while the Twins are below Detroit. I would have thought going into the season that would have been vice versa.
I expect the KC to be trash. And I'm still not convinced that they won't eventually be trash.
Well, they're rocking the 581 save percentage. How you doing? Win percentage. And that's more than the Red Sox.
That's fair, but look what the Red Sox have to play against in that division, though. I mean, they don't get to play garbage teams like us every week.
Yeah, well, Kansas City playing teams like us, basically, because right now they have a larger winning percentage than the defending champs, the Rangers, and Seattle.
I'm not putting much stock in that yet.
It's a long season.
Exactly. I mean, their team batting average is better than ours, but still not good. They're batting a collective 237, which is ninth in the AL. And they've got two guys actually hitting over 300, which is two more than we have, and about the same number of guys hitting under 200.
Baltimore's leading the East.
Somehow, though, the pitching on KC has been better than... Their starting rotation's been quite something. Brady Singer's, rocking a 262 ERA right now. He's been doing quite well for himself. There's not a pitcher on that team that's given up more than four home runs this season, for what that's worth.
Yeah.
They are quite stacked there. The bullpen's very hit and miss, but you know, that's just kind of how that goes.
Yep.
So they're better in quite a few areas than we are right now, but I expect that to change because I always assume that KC is fraudulent until proven otherwise. And I've never been led wrong by doing so. Plenty of non-baseball stuff to do today, though.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around. It is Happy Hour at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Cigarettes after sex at your local alternative Solid State Radio. And now that I have your attention, shall we hockey?
You made that band name up.
I did not make that band name up.
All right. Yeah, let's hockey.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey. Toronto's still alive, and I hate it.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
In overtime, Maple Leafs over the Bruins 2-1. Bruins still lead that series, so are they just the Maple Leafs just kind of staying of execution, or are Are they the real deal? Are they going to come back?
They're not the real deal. What kind of stupid question is that?
I think, when do they play next? Is Thursday?
It's
yep, Thursday. Thursday, 8 o'clock puck drop. So that's probably going to be... Day after is going to be golf time for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
As it traditionally is, as it should be.
Matthews, did he end up playing last night? Because they were saying that he was out, that he had like some sort of stomach bug or... Yep, Matthews did not play last night.
They barely managed to avoid being eliminated without Matthews, but...
Different Matthews scored. Matthew Nyes scored less than 3 minutes in overtime off of a feed of Jonathan Tavares.
Oh, John Tavares. I can't bring myself to like the cat since he left New York. And I don't even like New York.
Speaking of New York, they lost last night. They are bounced. The bunch of jerks knocked them off. 6-3 was your final in game five.
Well, I think that's one that I think we both called pretty, close away there.
One Canadian team is definitely out. The Jets. Avalanche won that series 4-1. 6-3 was your final in game five. Canucks could have taken care of the Predators. Didn't get the job done.
Toying around with them again, apparently.
Yep. Like a cat plays with a mouse, I hope, because I'm not a big Preds fan. Canucks lose to the Preds 2-1. They still lead that series 3-2.
Yeah. So they've at least got that going for them, which is nice.
Yep. Tonight, defending Stanley Cup champions, Golden Knights going against the Stars. Who's winning that series? I believe it is...
We have
series tied.
Yeah, the series is currently tied.
So a pivotal game five.
It's a series. It's honestly going to be the most exciting series in this round. Like, this is probably the most... Like, despite the point totals at the end of...
Yeah.
Probably the most evenly matched teams in this first round.
I agree. I mean, I'm having a good time with the Boston... Toronto series.
I'm not. I'm ready for Boston to close this thing out and then go on to lose next round.
Uh-huh. Kind of you have a plan. I get it. Kings and Oilers.
I do.
Oilers.
I'm not asking a lot.
No, not at all. Oilers lead this series. I don't know what the thing trails off. So good for them.
That's fine.
And that's sports. 3-1. So LA could be going home after tonight. So we'll have to see what's going to go on after that. Back to the Maple Leafs. Leafs.
No, you had it right the first time.
Still seeing stupid things coming out of stupid Facebook posts.
From stupid Leafs fans.
This is Red Wings fan site, and I didn't save it because I don't know how much stock I'm putting into it. But now, I think Wings fans are getting as arrogant as Leafs fans. Now they're saying...
Hopefully not stupid.
You decide. They're saying that John Tavares might be a target for the Red Wings in free agency.
What?
Yep.
Why would Tavares come here?
I don't know.
I mean, I would love to have John Tavares here. I think most teams would love to have John Tavares.
I think you're not getting the Tavares from the Islanders. You're getting the husk of a player. I think he's getting on in years. So I don't know if I'd want to sew him up with a lot of money. If I was between him and re-signing Kane, I would go with Kane all day.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to re-sign Kane, and I very much want to re-sign him. I want Showtime back here in Detroit, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. by any means there. But keep in mind, well, Tavares did score 30 goals just shy of 30 goals this season. He's also younger than Kane by a year or two. Like,
But he didn't score 30?
29 goals, 36 assists.
So Toronto, a typical Toronto fan, they're like, he's garbage, get him out of here.
He's garbage, we want him gone. Of course they do. They're Toronto fans. If they applied logic, they wouldn't be Toronto fans.
Yeah, Matthews, he scored 69 goals.
Nice. That's the kind of cutting-edge sports analysis you get on this radio show.
Absolutely.
69 goals.
And in that same article... That did reek of hot garbage. They're still talking about, of course, Steven Stamkos. Oh, he definitely wants to come to the Detroit Red. Of course he does.
Well, yeah, why would he not?
Well, we talked about it. There's a couple reasons why he would not. But, I mean, I don't know. And also, would Yzerman want to invest the time, money into somebody who may not be there for the long haul. He's working through the draft, but I mean, they're going to have some people. There's not going to re-sign a lot of people.
Not be able to re-sign everybody as much as we want. I mean, they probably could re-sign most of the people they want to, but well, Stamkos, I'm not entirely.
I don't know how much. Ooh, Hockey Night. It's ESPN. Steve Buchgras right here with
Steve Buchgras.
John Buchgras.
John Buchgras. Yes, yes.
Well, I guess we owe Steve and John Buchgras an apology.
Ryan Engelblom. Kevin Weeks.
No, that's the old theme, the 91-92, so that's more Gary Thorne, Bill Clement.
Yeah, Gary Thorne, Bob Clement, Bill Clement. Can't get my names right. Percy Clement.
You know, Reginald Clement. Yeah, sure.
So, I mean, just Yzerman still has to sign a few players. I mean, there is Joe Valeno, who is, I don't know if he's a UFA. He might be a restricted free agent with arbitration rights, but you've got the power duo, the dynamic duo of Lucas Raymond and Mo Sider to contend with. And I don't know how much cap space they're going to have after that. You're not getting Patrick Kane for $2.75 million a year. You're just not.
Yeah, that's probably more like a $5 million a year deal.
Easy.
And he'd be worth it.
Oh, absolutely. But if for some reason, two seasons in, he signs a three-year deal, two seasons in, he decides to hang him up, you're still paying that last year.
Yeah, you're screwed at that point.
Unless we don't even have Arizona anymore to, you know, ship off a bad contract.
Right? Because I don't think Utah is going to be willing to do the same thing.
No.
You got to be, like, for as many things as are wrong with the Coyotes and their organization, the new owners are coming in with, like, all of the cap space.
Yes.
Like, they can pretty much remake that roster however they want to and build that thing up. Detroit, for what it's worth, has $26 million in cap space going into next season as of right now, and they have 16 players signed.
Well, there's a couple of people. I can't remember who all is a UFA. I believe David Perron is with it. Has a another year left on his contract, I believe. I don't remember. I would like to see him back. Let me see. Kane, obviously.
That's the big one, yeah.
Yeah. And Joe Valeno, I can't remember.
Perron is a UFA. Gostis Bear is obviously UFA, and Gostis Bear is probably gone. Raymond's an RFA. Kane, Sprong. I'd like to see Sprong back. I don't know if you're going to be able to get him on that same deal, but I would love to have him back here.
I would. I think the fact that he was scratched for so much, he was scratched more than a lottery ticket towards that end of that season, I think you might get him a raise of $2.5 million, $3 million maybe. I don't know.
I'd give him $3 million easily.
Sure.
Valeno is an RFA. So here's what you really have to worry about, because I don't care if Austin Zarnik comes back. I don't need Austin Zarnik in my life.
Well,
okay.
What is it about Austin Zarnik that was so valuable? Anytime you need to bring up a player, Jonathan Bergeron was right there. They kept bringing up Zarnik.
I don't understand. It didn't make sense to me then. Doesn't make sense to me now. So here's what you've got as far as free agents that actually need to be dealt with. Also, I don't care if Christian Fisher comes back. I'm sorry.
Big guy in the room, but yeah, they're. Well, you're only saving $1.125 by not signing him, but, I mean, you didn't really see a whole lot out of that cap.
No, not really. So here's my priority here.
Sure.
Obviously, the three RFAs, Raymond, Sider, Valeno.
Yep.
Get it done.
Yep.
Perron, I'd love to have him back here. I mean, yeah, he's going to be 36 by the time this season starts.
Yes.
Good guy to have on the team, though. I'd like him back. I'd like Kane back. I would like Sprong back.
Yes.
I don't care if you bring back Reimer, obviously. Berger is an RFA, for what it's worth.
Is he really?
He is.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, I'd like to see him come back. I don't know if he's going to want to. I don't know if he's going to be willing to come back.
Nope.
Considering he's been kind of jerked around by this organization.
He really has.
But, I mean, they do still have the rights to him as an RFA, so that's only going to get him so far.
Turn into a sign-and-trade kind of thing.
Yeah. And then Soderblom's an RFA, too.
Yeah, that's another cat that didn't really get his due. I mean, you saw him a couple games at the beginning of the season, but then it was just like he fell out of favor, or
yeah.
I don't know what was going on.
Like, they'll probably get something done with him, I would imagine. Like, the RFAs I'm not concerned about particularly. Like, you're going to get them all locked in. It's just a question of some of these other deals. Like,
yeah.
Are you going to be able to afford to bring back Perron and Kane? Are you going to be able to bring back Sprong? Are you going to
be
able to...
Those are the tough decisions.
Get anybody in free agency. Of the UFAs, I imagine the priority is probably going to be Perron because he's such like a big clubhouse favorite, and Kane to a lesser extent.
Yes.
But those are your three for me. Perron, Kane, Sprong, and Gossett Spirit's going to go off somewhere else and probably get an okay payday. I just wish you could get the whole deal off the books. That would help.
The whole deal? Gossett Spirit, we would still owe him money?
No, Justin Hall.
Oh, yeah.
If you could find a way to get that deal off the books, because that would free up some money.
Yeah, yeah. He wasn't really able to crack the roster.
He got signed to that deal and then fell out of favor real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, they still owe him for two more seasons, one more season?
Two more seasons, yeah. It was a 3-year deal. You pay that guy like $5 million a year to basically not even exist. This seems like the kind of thing that they would have done during the Babcock era and then bench the guy forever.
Yeah. Yep, and then old Petrie.
Still making $2.3 million. Can we find somebody to take? God, we got suckered in that deal.
Yeah.
The fact that we gave up anything of value for him.
No, but I mean, it's...
And then
he's 37. He's 37, so it's, we're going to be on the hook for that cash.
Right. Well, now if we can trade him to somebody else, we're not still stuck with it then, right?
Correct.
There's a sucker born every minute, and we'll find him somewhere.
Oh, sure. Maybe Montreal would take him back.
Yeah, you guys want him back up there, Montreal. You want that veteran presence. that's the ticket.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Sebastian Cosa, they're going to keep him.
These aren't free agents. This is the...
signed players. I'm sorry. Okay.
Correct. For whatever that's worth. Your current active roster.
Yep.
All the guys that...
See if you can find a sucker to take Andrew Kopp.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but I wouldn't mind that.
That frees up $5.6 million right there.
Where's Kenny Holland when you need him? He could use some of these players. Of that veteran presence.
He loves that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think the guy bought EA Sports NHL 99 and hasn't bought the updated version ever. He just still thinks all those players are the best ever.
We could also probably stand to offload a goalie or two here. I mean, you got...
Gonna have to.
Husso's making $5 million. Obviously, Reimer's not coming back. He's a free agent.
So you got Husso and Lyon. Or is Lyon done after?
No, Lyon's still...
We still got Lyon.
Yeah, we still have him until next season.
Okay. Well, there's your two. While you cultivate Kopp and Trey Augustine. Looking for a Kopp. Did I say Kopp?
You said Kopp.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Kasi.
Casa, yeah. Mi casa, su casa.
I'm also fine if you let... If someone called up offering something for Husso, I'm not saying no to it.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean, Alex Lyon, he was overworked, which really made it detrimental.
But he did secure that number one spot.
He did. He earned it.
Nothing... Quite frankly, the way things collapsed that end of the season was not his fault.
No.
I don't place a lot of blame on him for a lot of things that happened because, quite frankly, your defense, this defense is trash.
It punched out and went home early.
They did pretty much every night.
Sure.
Like, Lyon, I don't blame him. Like, he played a lot and had to do a lot. He saw a over 900 save percentage despite the 305 goals against.
Ouch.
Like, that man was facing a lot of shots. Like, there's only so much you can really do when you're expected to do everything.
Right.
Maybe a competent defenseman might help, Just putting that out there. I hear we have a couple of those in Grand Rapids, but we won't see them anytime.
I don't know. I haven't seen too many of them in GR ready to go. Or even what? There's not even one that you're like really looking at. Maybe Evanson, but even then, it's just, we've seen what he can do. And
I mean, I know we're getting close.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get. So maybe in the draft, Eisenman's gonna look into that. The lottery's coming up. The draft lottery's coming up. I believe May 7th, don't quote me on that.
I'm not that excited about it because we're going to get screwed anyway.
Oh, yeah, we got screwed out of a playoff spot, so I think as far as ping pong balls, we got like half a ping pong ball.
Basically.
Yeah. Do we try to guess what who Uncle Gary is? Already decided.
You know it's going to be Utah. Don't even act like you don't already know this.
With do they get where Arizona would normally be, or do they are they an expansion team where they would automatically be number two?
No, I think they're only an expansion team in the fact that they don't get to keep the intellectual property of the Arizona Coyotes. Because they still get to keep all the players and all the things that Arizona already had, what few of them that they did have.
So they're staying whatever percentage they would be. Yeah, yeah.
That's my guess.
It would probably, it's probably looking that way. Yeah, it's probably, they're going to get the number one pick.
Yeah, like my guess is that that's how that would work. Like looking at the official, like the actual odds, the numbers, the way that they're supposed to be per old Tankathon. San Jose has the worst record by a long shot in the NHL and should have the best odds to get the number one overall pick. Like a 25.5% chance of getting the number one.
Wow, they really sucked up a storm, didn't they?
They didn't even crack 20 wins this year, man.
Wow, 1954-9. They've never gotten the number one draft pick, have they?
I don't believe they have, no.
Man, I could see that.
I could see it, but also, we know Uncle Gary. We know how Uncle Gary rolls.
Oh,
we know damn well Arizona's getting the number one overall pick. Or not Arizona, Utah.
Yeah, Detroit has a 0.5% of getting the number one pick. Oh, that okay. Yeah, I'm placated. I'm feeling good about this. I like our chances.
Yeah, that makes me feel real.
What? Good. I mean, you were just on that screen. We're looking at Tankathon, and there's a locked button next to, I believe, New Jersey. And does that New Jersey and Calgary?
That this pick is currently not traded because it's protected 1-28.
Hmm. Okay. So.
Yeah. So there are some trades that were exchanged. They're gonna pass on down, I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah, Detroit. They shot themselves in the foot by playing so well middle of the season.
Well, they also shot themselves in the foot by playing like ass for a month. So they
you
have
shot yourself in both feet. Good for you.
That's impressive. So like, there's a 97.9% chance that they will pick 15th overall, and a 1.1% chance that they draft at number 5. And that's not going to happen.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying Uncle Gary hates us, so that's not going to happen.
I mean, would he give it to Chicago 2 years in a row? He wants to see that Chicago market back.
And he wants to have a Connor Bedard, Chicago Blackhawks, presented by Connor Bedard, produced and directed by Connor Bedard.
Yes.
To have a quick rebuild, a quick turnaround. So, you know, you could be right. That might be what
during
we're looking
scouting.
At.
Scouting. How, okay, just between you, me, and the fence post, how's this kid's mom look? Because, I mean, this is kind of important. We made the mistake of bringing Connor Bedard, and his mom was hot, and that caused problems. Right, Corey Perry? Did he catch on somewhere?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know.
He kind of disappeared off the face of the earth after that whole thing happened.
Yeah, we'll
look
that up during the break. But,
he last played with Edmonton, actually, as it turns out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's still there?
Yeah. He had 8 goals and 5 assists during the regular season in 38 games for them. He's certainly on the decline, we'll say.
I mean, of course, Kenny Holland would take a 38-year-old Corey Perry. That's how he does his free agent. He just looks aging. He goes to Google. Hey, Google, what are the list of aging NHL stars?
We only sign guys over the age of 35. And
yeah,
so thus far in the playoffs against the Kings, he's done absolutely nothing. He's been a -1.
Bupkis.
4 penalty minutes, no goals, no assists, no nothing. Well. No purpose in being here, really.
And because he's schmoozing up to Connor McDavid's mom.
Probably.
Put your mom on high alert. Here comes Corey Perry.
Pretty much.
Hey, we're skipping all over the place.
This has been ADD Theater since we started this segment.
First, we started talking about the playoffs. In your honest opinion, before we go to break, first round of playoffs. Excitement or no excitement?
Not a lot. I mean, Vegas, Dallas could be the series that ends up giving us some real excitement, but I mean,
some kind of snoozers.
A lot of snoozers.
I mean, I couldn't care less about the Islanders Hurricanes series.
Rangers Caps. I mean, it was about as boring as
we knew exactly what was going to happen there.
Avs Jets, really kind of the same thing.
Yep.
Boston, Toronto really just managed to stave off the inevitable.
Only because we wanted to watch Toronto lose, and it's a whole Original Six thing.
Yeah, but
it's not even like we care about Boston because
we hate Boston too. I hate Boston too. Yeah,
sure,
anyway.
Sure. I don't know. Well, we'll find out.
But there's just not a lot of excitement there. Like the Knights and the Stars are the only series I really like have managed to get a whole lot of interest in.
Yeah, well, they just need to change the playoff format. It is just so boring. I hate how you're basically playing the same teams in your division every year.
Yeah, I would like to see at some point Uncle Gary do something about that. But, you know, if it's broke, don't fix it. And if it ain't broke, fix it until it is. That's the NHL for you, kids. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. 30 Seconds to Mars at your local alternative Solid State Radio.
So we have been out of the dating pool for quite some time. I don't miss it one bit because, you know, after I get my divorce from my first wife, I got in the dating pool for a little bit. You start seeing the same people not having committed relationships or always in the dating pool. And then you find out why. I mean, there are some real – the dating pool is a very shallow, murky kind of sludge pit.
It certainly is at times.
One thing that was always kind of awkward was – The texts after the first date or the first anything, I don't know what I'm saying. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Huh. This woman took it to an extreme. She went on a date, this first date with this guy. Afterwards, she sent a text and another one, end up sending 65,000 texts to a man after their first date, and then broke into his house to take a bath.
Wow. That is levels of fatal attraction that I can't even fathom. Yeah.
Phoenix, Arizona, things went out of control when the exclusive Luxie dating app for millionaires paired for up a local business CEO with Jacqueline AIDS. So the guy's got money. AIDS, A-D-E-S. Is that like him? She's
like, I'm like, wow. So
it was Jacqueline chlamydia, but thank God for penicillin. She was a makeup artist who struggled desperately with her mental health. Something we'll find out later.
Struggled in the past tense? No, she's still struggling.
Yeah.
Clearly.
After only a single encounter, Adis, I think that's how you pronounce it. Adis began to exhibit highly obsessive behavior. Court statement revealed she broke into the man's Paradise Valley home on the 8th of April. She brought food, wine, and her two dogs. When she was found taking a bath, police also found an 8-inch butcher knife on the passenger seat
of
her
car.
Yeah. Adis, who was 31 at the time, was arrested and charged with trespassing and stalking. She was released but then failed to appear in court and proceeded to show up at the Phoenix businessman's place of work, masquerading as his wife.
Christ, man.
After being arrested once more, this time without bail, Adis was then offered a plea deal. This would have allowed her to be released immediately on the condition that she maintain no contact with the plaintiff. Unfortunately, at the time, Adis perceived as his way of testing her love, and she rejected the false plea bargain and pleaded not guilty to the charges.
Oh, my God, man.
Okay, I mean, and here's a picture of her. I mean, obviously you can't see what's in her noggin, but the rest of her doesn't look too bad.
Yeah, I mean, not a terrible looking girl. I mean, looks a little psycho in the face, but.
Yeah, well,
but I mean, I guess it actually is psycho in the everywhere else, too.
So she's, the crazy ones usually.
If you survive.
Hands where I can see them. Adis was held in county jail without bail. Only later, once the court had appointed Matthew Leathers as her attorney. Matthew Leathers, is that the biggest porn name you've ever heard in your life? It's really hot when Matthew Leathers shows up. As her attorney.
What the S&M is going on here?
Rule 11 hearings requested. This allowed for mental health specialists to evaluate her state of mind, and she was later deemed mentally incompetent to stand trial. You think?
What would ever give you that idea?
Yeah. Let's see. Finally, the courts dropped the charges, and she was transferred to Valley Wise Behavioral Health Center before going back to Florida for further treatment. in a press release, when Adis was asked to clarify the situation, she stated she did not want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about those things. You have negative energy, she told a reporter. Claimed she never posed any actual threat to the victim at all.
Yeah, you have negative energy, says the woman that tried to stab a guy with a butcher knife.
Well, she just had the knife there. She claimed,
oh, well, that's totally
she
fine,
claimed, then. No, oh my God, I love him so much. I just want to love him so much. That's it. And if he doesn't like it, I'll go home and I'll love my ex-boyfriend. He's like,
would retract that the ex-boyfriend had changed his name and moved to a different state. He's in the witness protection program now.
And when asked if she believed herself to be in danger, Adis replied, no, I think he wanted to make sure I wasn't or something like that. Okay.
The only dude in danger was the literally any woman or the any guy she's ever dated.
Yeah, I mean the ex-boyfriend. Like, I'll go see my ex-boyfriend. I mean he's dead. He's buried in a crawl space. But you know he's such a good listener.
I keep him chained up in the basement just in case this one didn't work out.
This crazy bitch won't let me go. 65,000 texts. Even then, I don't care what kind of cellular plan you have.
That's gotta get expensive real quick.
You should start getting reply some text backs. Give it up, girl. He ain't calling. He ghosted you.
You far exceeded your data plan for this month, and he's not coming back.
Yeah, and yeah. I thought I had unlimited. It's like, trust me, this is for. Here comes Lily from AT&T. Honey.
It may say unlimited, but there's a bleeping limit.
There's Zach Braff. Don Faison from Scrubs for like Verizon. No. just calm down. They're all coming out of the woodwork. All the spokespeople for
like none of us want anything to do with this.
No, 65,000 people. I mean, most of them are probably like
65,000 texts. Yeah,
65,000 texts are like okay. Well, each one was its own little person to her. Like, are you still there? What happened? Why aren't you texting back? I mean, at some point she had to have been like, I got the hint. Okay, I'm gonna stay away. But then apparently she went to that wonderful resort where they give you grip socks.
Don't worry, the nice white men, the lab coats will be by shortly.
There was one time I had a gig, and
you had someone literally get taken out in a straitjacket?
No,
do tell.
No. I ended up making out with this woman,
and as you do,
I've had moments, but you know, next thing it was like, hey, good. Good to see you last time. Yeah, it was good to see you. And then it's like she texted back like right immediately, and I didn't know. And she's like, well, you're not going to talk to me again? Well, that's just fine. And I was like, well, sorry. I was, I had to go to work.
That's fine. I didn't think you were that attractive anyway.
No, all we did was make out, but it was apparently good enough for her. She,
I know that she fell in love with you forever.
It got crazy. It got crazy, which is crazy because her sister still follows the band around.
Now she's following the band around. The band's not even, it's barely a thing. You play like one show a year.
And she's there.
I kind of had one of those fatal attraction situations for a while. The crazy thing is, she showed up at a place of employment that I had at the time.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't looking for me. She showed up there looking for our buddy Wes, who does the garage here at Solid State Radio. And he had the night off and apparently just decided that I would do. And then
tale as old as time.
Yeah, things progress quickly. We went out to bar nights and things. Wes would be the driver because he was the one who was actually somewhat sober. We'd be making out in the back of his car and things. But the problem was real quickly that she just could not stand it when I took more than about 5 to 10 minutes to text her at any point in time.
Oh, that drives me nuts.
So there was a morning that I was also working a pizza job on top of this still, and I show up at the place at like 9:55 in the morning, and we open at 10, and there's like 30 children gathered outside of our door. A kindergarten or a preschool field trip.
Oh, God.
I didn't have any knowledge of this going in.
So you show up hungover.
Oh, yeah, I was hungover as hell. It was a Thursday morning.
It was like your typical 80s showing up late for work. You've got like the electric shaver. Oh, hi, guys. Let me open up the door for you.
Oh, I didn't even bother with the electric shaver that day. I just like roll up. Like, I got to be to work in like 5 minutes because that's how it went. I literally lived a half mile from the place. Like, roll out of bed, brush my teeth, shower, go. We out.
Yep.
And
you show 30. This is like a nightmare come true because those of you who maybe just now started listening to the show, Sean doesn't like kids.
Sean hates children. So
he had a personal protection order against my son. Never even met the kid.
You know, I've already had one kid that lives in that house kick me in the junk or punch me in the junk.
Yeah.
Not dealing with that again. So I get there, and I'm just a delivery guy, mind you. Like, I'm not the cook. Like, I'm just there to drive them. And the cook is nowhere to be found. Like, oh, God, don't tell. Where's my cook? Did he quit? Like, what happened here? What's going on? Like, help. So I open up the place because it was 10 o'clock. I had no choice. And we started funneling a bunch of kids there who wanted to make their own little pizzas and things. I'm trying to set all this up. And then also I'm taking normal phone orders and hoping like hell someone's going to show up so I can deliver if that actually needs to happen.
And the kids are here and you take orders. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll be there in 30 minutes. Teacher, what's a copper bottom, bitch?
So this is all happening. Eventually, my cook shows up, but it's like a busy, like it's like a pretty slamming lunch that day.
Yeah, yeah.
And she starts texting me at like 11:30 or so.
Yep.
And I just thought kids there at this point. After like 5 minutes of me not responding, she texts, "You no talk to me today?" Sad face emoji. You
no
not remember that I've got a whole like 30 kids running around my pizza shop right now. Because I'd already texted, like, hey, I got kids here. You know, well, you know, I let her know that's what was going on. And then she still pulls that. And then they're like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't hate me. Don't hate me. Like, it was that kind of fatal attraction thing. If I was off the grid for more than about 5 minutes, what finally did it was she'd messaged Wes asking about me, where I was and what I was doing or whatever. When I was, you know, sitting at home, like, just. Actually, I think I already passed out at this point. It's like midnight or something.
No, I could actually see you in a hot bath with cucumbers over your eyes going, oh, what a day.
Yeah. Like, you could, if you didn't respond to her more than, like, within, like, 5 minutes, she was just blowing you up. Like, what, you're not going to talk to me today? You don't love me? You know, so on and so forth. They're like, I can't do this! Never again.
That
ended up going down as fatal attraction for a reason.
That's that is a tough one. That was a tough one. Closest thing I had to something like that was I broke up with a girl, and she was kind of living in my place, and she was another one who was just like, oh, here's a guy with a decent job. I'm going to quit all mine, and he can raise me. And that didn't pan out well. And so break up with her, kick her out of the house, and her friend broke into my house and got her stuff back, which was a plan, which had been fine, but took a lot of my stuff with it. Oh. Then her new boyfriend was walking around with a Kiss t-shirt that I bought at a concert. Oh, yeah. Oh, is this yours? I got it back. But I'm like, she's like, oh, I thought it was mine. I'm like, you've never seen Kiss before. You saw Kiss once, but it wasn't New Year's Eve 1999, which was on the shirt.
You trifling bitch.
But she was the type to be like, oh, yeah, this is going to really get in his craw.
Yeah, thankfully, when that split happened, like there wasn't the any sort of aftermath, because I napalmed that bridge. I'm not proud of it necessarily, but I napalmed that bridge. I wasn't like calling like a bunch of nasty names or anything, but like I made my intentions very effing clear.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to deal with that sort of like lingering, like, oh my God, I can't get over you. And like, please hate me, like blowing up my phone a bunch afterwards. I was just done. It works for me. Like, it got. I don't suffer the whole, like, that kind of stupidity, I guess.
We're having a good time talking about relationships. I have a whole blog of people because I'm sure we're coming up to a break.
Oh, yes.
I have a whole thing about the last straws in relationships that broke the camel's back.
All right. We'll do it next. Here's Cannons at Solid State Radio with I Was Made for Loving You or whatever the hell this thing's called. September 4th, those guys are going to be at Comerica Park along with the Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, and the Linda Lindas. That is Green Day at your local alternative Solid State Radio.
So we September 4th, that's the name of the band.
No, I said those guys going to be in town on September 4th. I was keep up, Adam.
I thought that's kind of cool. It's like my birthday's on September 5th. I'm like, there's a band called, oh, that's awesome.
Oh, shoot, that means I'm not going to be able to go.
Why?
Because we got the whole the Toronto thing planned.
Hopefully. Hopefully that's still going on. Dorothy doesn't have her license to get in. To get her license, she still has to go through the Social Security office to get that done. So, yeah.
She doesn't have a license. How has she been driving?
No, she doesn't have an enhanced license to get across the border. So
You got to get on that because we can't not do this. Like, you have expressed only one hope and dream in your life, and that
there's been a couple of those, but yeah, point taken. I want to spend my birthday with a Stanley Cup.
And we're going to make this happen. I don't care. Like, all right, I guess we got to leave her behind, and, you know, that's sucks for you, I guess.
We're not doing that.
We might be if she don't get her down.
Well, because I'm getting late on my 50th birthday, and she's the only option.
There's a whole big city of it's Toronto. You'll find some. I'm kidding.
I'm sure there's many beautiful ladies there, but not any of them that is worth half my stuff.
Adam, you would have to have stuff for someone to take half of it.
I have a retirement.
You do?
Yeah. Not much of one, but yeah.
I say, how do you have a retirement? We work in radio. You don't have retirement. That's the biggest load of crap I ever heard. Anyway.
So if this relationship was to break, I mean, it probably wouldn't come close to this. We've been talking about relationships, apparently.
You'd be the one getting paid alimony, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. we've been talking a lot about relationships today, and that reminded me of this blog that I found courtesy of The Chive.
Yeah.
The last straws in these relationships that broke the camel's back, where it was just like, okay, I'm done. I'm out of here. We've all had those. I've probably created some of those last straws where just like, you know, the women I was with are just like, oh, okay, that's about it for me. This one guy, I says, I broke up with my girlfriend of 5 years because she made the Subway guy cry. She'd asked for
That's fair. That's entirely valid reason to dump somebody.
Yeah, she had asked for a light mayo, and he put too much, so he scraped off the extra. She scolded him until he was holding back tears, and that's when I realized she wasn't just ambitious. She was an a-hole.
Yeah, I would accept that entirely as a valid reason to not go out with somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I have a very, and maybe it's because I've worked in the service industry from like the time I was 14, so like I have a particular sensitivity to this.
But it's not even just people.
People who abuse service industry workers are garbage people, and I would never date somebody like that.
It's not even service industry people, not just, it's any other human being where you're just like a complete, I would date somebody who was a-hole to service member. Service industry people, but also she'd also be laying on the horn on people. She'd be flipping people off, and you know,
some people just deserve it though. I mean,
well, yeah, but I don't know. So,
but that's the one for me because, like, those people, like, you're literally doing your job. You're in a position where you have to take abuse from people, and you're just being garbage to them.
Yeah,
like I've cut off friendships for less than that. I've actually cut off friendships for things like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to do because we've been in the service industry. We know. Believe it or not, people, they're humans too.
I know. Shocking for some people to believe, honestly. It's kind of sad.
This guy broke up with a woman. The final straw was, she hit me with a car on purpose.
I feel like that if there ever was an acceptable reason to dump somebody, that's it. What did you do to deserve it, though? Let's hear it.
Well, that's just it. He doesn't say, but I mean, it'd have to be really bad for, you know, you'd have to be coming at her with a hatchet or a gun or something like that for attempted vehicular manslaughter. I mean,
right? Like, I have more questions than are answered here, quite frankly.
If the final straw for her was, all right, well, we'll see you later. Thanks for dropping me off. All right, bye. I love you. And then he doesn't say, I love you back. Oh, I'm sorry. I was suppressing a yawn. I didn't say it back quick enough. Oh, yeah? Put it in reverse.
How dare you?
He's crossing the street. Man, your sister looks really nice today. Ah, you son of a bitch. I made a mistake. I put antlers on there and Sean hit me with a car.
Well, you know, that's what you get for having the antlers, man. I don't know what to tell you.
This guy said he broke up with this woman. The final straw was she said she was going home, which was several states away, to visit family for 2 weeks. Saw her doing lines off the back of a toilet 3 days later into said trip at a party in a town we live in.
Oh, wow. That's an entirely valid reason.
Oh, yeah. That one's a slam dunk. She says she's going home. She's going to be gone for 2 weeks. Instead, she's decided, you know what? I'm just going to go on a Coke bender, and you're kind of bringing me down.
I mean, who in there at some point or another hasn't been like, you know what? I'm just going to take 2 weeks away from my significant other and go on a Coke binge. I mean, we've all been there. Let's be honest, Adam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cocaine, absolutely. I mean,
every time.
There's a white powder all over the Solid State Radio studio.
Oh, there really is. It looks like someone's been like bacon in there. It really does. So much white powder around there.
When her phone vibrated in the chair next to me, and it was a text from her ex that says, "I miss you too." Too implied she said it first. So, yeah.
We done.
Bye. Yeah. Out of there.
Like, I'm fine with people maintaining, like, a relationship or, you know, and by that I don't mean, like, romantically, obviously, but maintaining a, you know, friendship with exes. I'm not one of those weirdos that's like, you have to cut all these people off from your life. I mean, all of mine fell out of my life, but, like, I don't expect that you have to, like, get these people out of your life or we just can't be together, but that one's a little too far.
There's still boundaries.
There's absolutely got to be boundaries. That just ain't cool.
So here's a woman that got rid of a guy. He had a public screaming meltdown at a screening of Sonic the Hedgehog 2 because a family was accidentally sitting in our assigned seats.
Wait, first off, is that an actual thing now, assigned seating at theaters?
Yeah, last time Dorothy and I went to a theater, yeah. They bring up a little kiosk screen there and say, oh, go ahead, select your seats, and, you know... It was quite pricey.
Look, I know I haven't been to a movie in probably about 5 years, maybe longer. Well, pre-COVID, so probably more like 7 or 8 now.
Well, the one in Lapeer is not like that, but the one in Grand Blanc, yeah, it's you can get beer, you can get mixed drinks, you got like reclining seats with footrests, and it is something.
Okay,
yeah.
that's fair because quite frankly, the movies I see coming out, like I need to be drunk to. To go and sit through 2 hours.
Yeah, there's
off.
Not too many movies that I really see there. I'm like, oh, I gotta. Especially with streaming services, most times it's like, okay, it's coming out in the theaters on Friday, streaming services on Sunday.
Yeah, there really hasn't been anything that really jumps out at me just being like, I need to go and see this.
Right.
Until they make the movie about the Danbury Trashers. I will be there opening weekend if that actually happens.
So the guy, they're going to a kids movie, relatively a kids movie, even though, you know, the people who grew up with Sonic the Hedgehog are now in their 30s, 40s.
I know, but it's still weird.
It's a cartoon.
It's like, you know, the Disney people, Disney adults. They're just weird. I'm sorry if this offends anybody in the listening audience, but if you're a Disney adult, you're weird.
Yes. Yeah, you definitely are a unique person. I mean, bask in your own weirdness, absolutely, but not when you're tearing into a family for sitting in the wrong seats. I can't believe it! You guys are in the wrong seats. I'm here to watch a cinematic masterpiece that is Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Movie that was so bad they had to go and redo it and fix the characters because people were complaining so hard about it. Well, I mean, I guess that's also like further proof that the people that are the adult fans of these things are a little bit unhinged.
No. They made the right decision because when that first Sonic the Hedgehog movie, they showed like in a trailer the original version of it, and Sonic was like nightmare fuel. I mean, he looked like something that, you know, you'd beat to death with a hammer.
I mean, you're right. It did look creepy as all get out, but also that there were so many adults that were just flipping their lids over all of this.
It was bad.
It's weird. Like, those people scare me, Adam. Let's take a break real quick, and we'll do some more of these coming up. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. So back to dating disasters.
Yeah. I mean, we started talking about this because of that woman that sent 65,000 texts to a guy she went on one date with, And it kind of got us into this rabbit hole, and we turned down the street, and now we live here.
Yep.
This is a whole blog sometimes about people. The final straw where you're dating somebody, you're in a committed relationship, and you're like, okay, that's it, I'm outie. This one woman left her man because he told our daughter he never liked her and couldn't stand to be around her. That's not
our daughter, so like it's his kid too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Also, I would totally probably be that guy.
I mean, most of these other ones are just like, you know, okay, maybe a little mildly frustrating. Some of them are pretty funny, but this one's just like sad. I mean, I feel
it's mildly frustrating
when
someone tries to run you over in a parking lot.
It is it definitely puts a damper on the day.
Yeah, that was a mild bit of an annoyance today. My girlfriend tried to run me over with a vehicle.
No, did. Did hit the car on purpose. Like she swerved to hit him.
Right.
But I mean, it's just, I'd like to know how that conversation went. It's like, you know what? Hi, Dad, you want to go to my baseball game? Or hey, you want to push me on the swing? You know what? Not really.
Don't really.
You know what? I made you and everything else, but I just don't see this happening. I mean, you're not cool to hang around with. Sorry, I mean,
this just isn't working for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we're just gonna need to find different families. I mean, I want to thank you for all the time that you put together with this family. Wish you all the best in your future endeavors. And the mother's just like, deuces, which, you know, rightfully so. This one guy.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty garbage, man.
This guy, he's a musician. I sliced my index finger open to the bone at work.
Ooh.
Needed a ride to the hospital, and she complained the whole time about just wanting to get home and have a drink. Couldn't care less about me being in pain and upset that I wouldn't be able to play guitar for months. Professional musician who gigs often. I was like, nope. What if something debilitating happened to me? She would just bounce. And rightfully, she, you know, oh, you lost a leg, or you're paraplegic.
I'm sober right now. So we have the kind of the same thing going on, yeah. Really.
This is completely unacceptable. So yeah, you're probably leaving her before she's not through thick and thin. So dunzo. This person says, I saw a healthy relationship and finally understood how screwed my own was with my fiance at the time. I flew out to meet my newborn nephew and saw how attentive and caring my brother and sister-in-law were to one another amidst sleep deprivation and learning to keep a tiny human alive. I realized my own partner would be raising his voice, flipping out, or completely checked out and leaving all the work to me if I had ever gotten pregnant. It was funny because at that point, most people in my family had tried to get me to see the light about my relationship. What it actually took was seeing a solid example of a healthy marriage. So, like, seeing like a really good marriage is like, oh, in comparison, yeah, mine's hot garbage. Yeah, this guy is a total D-bag, probably would bounce if I got knocked up. So yeah, I guess you just saved yourself a lot of heartache.
A little bit.
This person writes in, after 3 years together, I asked what we were doing, and he said, I don't know. Rightfully so. I mean, some people just don't know. So I said, let's start with the with first principles then. Do you love me? And he says, I don't know. After 3 years. I mean, at that point, you've never had that conversation. You never said, I love you. And maybe he's just not raised that way. But
yeah,
still,
could be.
Even still, even if you weren't raised that way, you still know that saying I love you is a phrase that you say to somebody. I mean, even if he didn't feel it, I'm not saying he should say it if he doesn't feel it, but
right.
He had to have thought about it. It sounds like you probably like caught him off guard. Do you love me? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Let me think about that and get back to you.
I like your naughty bits. I like your sweater meat.
I'm sure that's exactly it.
She's probably like, I'm out of here. And I don't blame him. I don't blame her at all. This one left his significant other. When she got mad and told me to get over my best friend's death 3 days after he died, he was killed in action in Afghanistan. She told me that I needed to start paying attention, paying her attention, that he's dead and there's nothing I can do. Broke up with her right there on the spot.
Yeah, that's definitely worth breaking up with someone for.
Yeah. My best friend's death. Oh, that was three days ago. You're living in the past.
Oh, come on. That was like a year ago. Get over it.
Yeah, rub my feet. Let's play Call of Duty.
It was last week.
Let's watch Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I can't imagine being that callous about something like that.
Yeah. Good Lord.
That would not be... I mean, that's clear that's not a person that you can be with at that point.
Here's a red flag for you. I beat her at a game of Halo. She choked me against a door, and she was upset about it. I was done. Don't play games with her.
No, absolutely don't play games with her.
Yeah, I can't really play too many games with Dorothy because she gets aggressive.
She's very competitive.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that Euchre Night is definitely going to be happening at some point.
She doesn't want to play Euchre.
I thought you said she did.
I don't think she does. I thought we had
talked about, or maybe not. Maybe I was just drunk and...
Yeah, I don't think she knows how to play Euchre, which is just fine because I could see her. Why'd you go alone? Why didn't you play that card? Oh, that's it. I'm out of here. I was a dealer playing blackjack with the kids, and she was accusing me of cheating and giving her all bad cards.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've said that to a real dealer, so I can't really... I can't bitch too much, but it's like, wow.
But it's like you're playing against your kids, and it's your husband who's the dealer. What the hell?
Listen, honey, I'll give you the M&Ms. I mean, we're not having a problem here.
Right?
This woman got rid of her man. He said he was going to take the weekend to think about us. He took my paycheck to Oklahoma City and spent it on strippers.
I mean, that seems fair.
So, well, yeah, I was thinking about you the whole time, but I decided to... be with some strippers while I was thinking.
Right. Also, we took her whole check. How does that even work? Like, how are you getting a hold of her like actual money? Like,
they probably had a joint bank account.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense. And he just unloaded the bank account.
Yeah.
Well, that
didn't even unload it. Probably just charge after charge after charge.
Well, correction, you had a joint bank account.
Just running that card every time. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah. What? Oh, you're going to school? You're going to college? Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'm thinking about my relationship right now.
Thinking very hard about it, as you can tell. Very, very hard. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Happy hour, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. We got to get the hell out of Dodge, though. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow at 3. See ya!